Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC.
Ngithathe leli thuba lokubonga uJonga Kandemiri ngokusinika izindaba ngolimi lesishona. Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu kuStudio 7 ngomgqibelo mhla ka 5 Ngcwabakazi 2023 muPractice Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu namhlanje,
ube ngumuntu oyesaba inkosi njalo olobuntu oqakathekisa wonke umuntu emthatha ngendlela ayiyo yona.
Abantu abangabazi inkulungwane ezingabazinhlano bathe gwaqa sikhuluma nje enkundleni eNational Sports Stadium eHarare bekhumbula impilo kaMoyi owasungula inkonzo eyezayoja umfundisi Ezekiel Guti.
I oppose political violence both in my own country and then in Zimbabwe and in any other country. You cannot have functioning, healthy democracy if people are intimidated by violence.
Uhulumende weMelika uthi bakhathazekile ngesimo sezombusazwe eziseZimbabwe ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho. Emikhankasweni yokulungiselela ukhetho lwalonyaka ngempelaviki, uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa obeseMtawatawa eMashonaland East, kuthi ke umkhokheli o-CCC uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa uzaba seMtare kusasa. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Abantu abangabazi inkulungwane ezingafika ezinhlanu bathe gwaqa sikhuluma nje enkundleni eNational Sports Stadium eHarare emkhosini wokukhumbula impilo kaMoyi owasungula ibandla lokholo lwesiKristu elezayoja umfundisi Ezekiel Guti. Uguti ubhubhe ngenyanga edluleyo kaNtulikazi, waphiwa nguhulumende inhlonipho yeqhawe lesizwe. Kubika uMlondolozi Ndlovu.
Bekuculwa ingoma abantu bekhumbula ngenjabulo impilo eyaphilwa nguMoyi umfundisi Guti. Iningi labo kungamakholwa akhonza ebandleni lakhe elezayoja abavele emagumbini amane elizwe lasebehlala kwamanye amazwe. Ekhuluma kulombuthano, uMongameli Mnangagwa uchaze uGuti njengomuntu owayengasebenzela inkonzo yakhe kuphela kodwa esebenzela ukuvuselelwa komnotho welizwe okumele kube yisibonelo sokuthi abanye abafundisi balandele.
Ukuze siphumelele njengabantu kumele abantu baphakamiswe besuka ebuyangeni besiya ebusutheni. Inkonzo kumele zitshumayele ukuvuselela umnotho kusukela ezindlini zethu.
Uthe imisebenzi yakhe efana lokuvula akwenza isibhedlela seMbuya Dorcas eHarare, iCollege yeZimbabwe Ezekiel Guti University ZEGU lokunye kuyisibonelo esihle kakhulu. Uthe njalo kuyathokozisa ukuba uGuti waba ngomunye wabensundu bakuqala eZimbabwe ukusungula inkonzo esitholakala emazweni adlula ikhulu emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Okhulume emele ibandla lezayoja njalo osethethe isikhundla sikaGuti uMnumzana Joseph Guti uthembise ukuthi bazaqhubeka ngomsebenzi awusungulayo njengenhlonipho kumbali yakhe.
Wayehlala esitshela ukuba inkonzo le ngikamlimo umlimi uye umnikazi walinkonzo.
Omunye okade esembuthanweni lowu unkosikazi Noreen Chuma okhonza koBulawayo esithi wafunda okuningi ngemfundiso kaGuti.
Ube ngumuntu oyesaba inkosi njalo olobuntu oqakathekisa wonke umuntu emthatha ngendlela ayiyo yona.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Linus Mkandla, yena othi wafunda ukusebenzisa izandla zakhe hashi ukuthendela ebantwini.
Usiye emsebenzini kodwa kumele bebe lokunye lakho okwenzayo ukuthi kukunikeza imali ukwenzela ukuthi izinto kubalanse. Njengoba lekhathesi libona ukuthi ilizwe limanga kuhle, wasebenzisa ukuthengisa athonga amathalenta.
UGuti ubhubhe mhlaka 5 Ntulikazi eseleminyaka elikhulu yokuzalwa. Uphiwe inhlonipho yeqhawe lesizwe nguhulumende abe mulivesithi uzabekwa loba nini kusukela kusasa endaweni engakaziswa. Inkonzo yezayoja yabeka amalanga angamachumi amathathu awukukhumbula imisebenzi yomkhokheli wayo. Ukuzaba lomthandazo wobusuku banamhlanje abantu bemkhumbula enkundleni yeNational Sports Stadium. Abanye abakade bekulumbuthano bagoqela umsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga, umlawuli wedayela ephalamende umnumzana Jacob Mudenda, abamabandla okukhulu atshiyeneyo abagoqela besipostoli, umkhokheli webandla leFamily of God Folk umfundisi Andrew Taunashe, abamabandla aphikisayo abavangeli abafundisi labakhonza ebandleni leli loZulu jikelele. Ngimele isifo sevini seHarare ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Iqhubekela phambili ngalimpela sonto imikankaso yokudinga usekelo lokuvotelwa sokungasensuza tshwala ukubana lwenziwe ukhetho lwalonyaka eZimbabwe. Namhlanje umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ubelubhekise eMtawatawa eMashonaland East emhlanganweni omkhulu werally weZANU-PF ukukhankasela usekelo lokuvotelwa kukhetho. Emhlanganweni lo, Mnangagwa uncome abasekeli bebandla lakhe eMashonaland East esithi ubuningi babo buveza sobala ukubana basebenza gadalala njalo ulethemba lokuba bazonqoba kukhetho nxa kukhangelwa inani labantu abakade bekhona. Kuthi ke ngayo kwelinye icele umkhokeli webandla eliphikisayo ele Citizens Coalition for Change CCC umnumzana Nelson Jamisa yena ukhangelelwe ukuba lomhlangano omkhulu werally njalo eMutare ukukhankasela ukudinga usekelo kukhetho. Uhulumende weMelika uthi bakhathazekile ngesimo sezombusazwe eziseZimbabwe ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho. Lokhu kuphume kungxoxo eyenziwe yi-VOA lomsekeli kaNobhala obona ngezobudlelwane beMelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba uNkosikazi Molly P. Yena-ke oqale ngokuphatha udaba lodlakela osoluthethe imphefumulo yabantu ababili ekulwisaneni kwabasekeli beZANU-PF labamabandla aphikisayo esithi bona njengelizwe kabasekeli ngitsho lakancane udlakela oluqondiswe ebantwini kungakhathalekile ukubana ngabebandla liphi lezombusazwe loba kwenzakala kuliphi ilizwe lomhlaba.
I oppose political violence both in my own country and then in Zimbabwe and in any other country. You cannot have functioning, healthy democracy if people are intimidated by violence. I know we've seen examples earlier this year of political parties and citizens exercising their democratic rights, being detained, beaten up by police forces. The example you've just described of vigilante forces by the political party, all of that is disturbing and should be unacceptable for a government and a society committed to a true, free and fair election.
Ichasisa ngeminye imithetho ebakhathazayo njengohulumende inqinzizela uZulu efana lowe Patriotic Act.
Unfortunately, we have seen a fact pattern over recent months that suggests that a free and fair election is in doubt. And I can give you some examples of why we are concerned about that possibility. As you know, last month, new legislation called the Patriotic Act was adopted. And in fact, that legislation imposes restrictions on basic political freedoms agreed in Zimbabwe's constitution, in African Union protocols, and in UN protocols. And those include freedom of assembly that allows citizens and political parties to meet and prepare to engage in an election process. And it also includes restrictions on speech and expression, both by citizens, political parties, and journalists. So those are the types of actions that concern us. We've also seen opposition political parties and citizens actively harassed and prevented from exercising their political freedoms that should be guaranteed by those regimes that I've described, the regimes under the Zimbabwean Constitution and as expressed by the African Union and the United Nations.
Loke bekungumsekelo umphathi ntambo ubona ngezobudlelwane bemelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba u-Assistant Secretary of State Molly P. kungxoxo ayenze le Voice of America.
Lamlela ntwandwe,
lamlela
ntwandwe,
lamlela
mshweshwe,
lamlela nampa bafowethu.
Lubikwa luphumelela kwamagama uhlelo lwenhlanganiso esebenzisana labesifazane kwezentuthuko ePathways Women's Empowerment Girl Child Support Network lokuphathisa amantombazana asethombile ngemvunulo yokusebenzisa nxa besesikhathini esabelweni seMathebeleland North. Unothaba Dlamini usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abenhlanganiso le bathi bananzelela ukuthi inengi lamantombazana labesifazana lisebenzisa izichibi, amaphepha kanye lobulongwe ngesikhathi belandela okuyikho okubangela imikhuhlane egoqela imvukuzane yesibeletho kumbe ukuswela inzalo. Umholi walinhlanganiso umnumzana Trimondolo uthi kungalesi sizathu basungula inhlanganiso le ngomnyaka ka-2018 omama bathola imfundiso ngokuzithungela imvunulo zamalembu abazi nikeza phose nyanga zonke amantombazana asethombile emangweni egoqela ibhinga ewange lezinye.
Sikhangele ukuthi abantwana bengasebenzisi izinto ezifana nokuthi izigqoko ezindala lama-textbook lamabhuku lana ababebhalele kiwo ngama-inki esemadala bengakusebenzisi lobulongo benkomo.
Unkosikazi Sehlisela Dube esinye sesakhamuzi esithunga kungelambadalo kulinhlanganiso uthi limvunulo abayithunga ngobuciko obukhulu iyawatsheka njalo isebenza phose iminyaka emithathu.
And into lezi ngokuya kwesikhathi zifuna zibalimaza ingaphakathi yabo indaba ze-cancer, ama-cervical cancer. Okunye futhi kuyakhozela ukuthi umntwana nxa sekhulile aswele futhi inzalo ngezinto lezi abazisebenzisayo.
Unkosikazi Sungani Moyo yena uthi uphatheke kulolu hlelo ngemva kokunanzelela ukuqansa kwenani lamantombazana abendiswa besesebancane labaphila ngokuthengisa umzimba ngemva kokuthiya isikolo ngenxa yesimo senswelo ezimulini.
Abanye basuka bathengise imizimba yabo ngenxa yokuthi abadala bangakwanisi ukuthi khona babathengele ngoba abadala abaningi abasebenzi bayengele kakhulu emaphandleni.
Unkosikazi Dube uqhubeke ethi enye inhloso yabo yikulwisana lemikhuba yokubandlululwa kwabesifazana ngesikhathi belandela phansi kwendikimba ethi Ambassador for Women's Health.
Sifuna ukuthi siende into ethiwa yi-stigma like ngemvelo yethu njengabantu abamnyama ukuthi ama-period alomnyama, so kuyayenza ukuthi kuyadimolaliza umntwana oyinkazana.
Undolo uthi kundikimba le bakhuthazwa njalo labesilisa ukuba bahlukane lokudlwengula laba.
Sithi kobaba lani majaha, xolanini xolanini abantwana bakhule.
Ngemva kokuthungelwa imvunulo le, amantombazana aphiwa isikhwama, amabhulugwe, isepa kanye lokunye okokuwaphathisa nxa besesikhathini. Omunye wabafundi bewandle osehlelweni lolu unkosikazi Sicelo Dube uthi iningi labo selisizakele.
Ngoba abanye bethu bebengasenelisi ukuthi baqede isikolo, abanye bethu besesidabula amabhuku sisebenzisa ukuthi sizivikele, abanye bethu besebenzisa izigqoko ezinjengamajini zisisukulu.
Udubo lokusweleka kwemvunulo yabesifazana nxa besesikhathini kweleZimbabwe luhlala kuyindaba egudwini lapho abamela amalungelo abesifazana bekhala ngokuqonga kwentengo yokuthenga okwenza abanye besebenzise okungahlanzekanga okufana lamalembu, amahlamvu kanye lobulongwe. Ngokumqoka kwayo, owake waba lilunga ledale lephalamende unkosikazi Priscilla Nisiyairabwe Mushonga waze wayayithela kuleli dale esithi kumele uhulumende athathe amanyathelo okuhlonipha amalungelo empila kahle yabesifazana ngokubona ukuthi abesifazana bazithola kungelambadalo ekhala ngentengo ephezulu kakhulu engafinyelelwa ngabanengi abasemaphandleni kanye lembulini eziswelayo. Loba nje lokhu kwehlula, ngomnyaka ka-2018 uhulumende waphawula umthetho othi imvunulo ayisabhadalelwa umthelo owejuthi nxa ithengwa kwamanye amazwe. Abe-UNICEF kuphenyo lwabo babika ukuba iningi labesifazana ukugoqela labakhubazekileyo eZimbabwe liyaswela okweneleyo nxa besesikhathini. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseVictoria Falls ngingunokuthaba Dlamini.
Okwamanje wathi singene kuhlelo lwethu lwabesifazane silosandekile emhlanga.
Siyalamukela kweziphathelane labesifazana lelami uzithandekile Mhlanga. Lamhla sixoxa labesifazana abasakhulayo abakade bekuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship olweyali khonapha eMelika olusanda ukugqitshwa. Owakuqala obekulolu hlelo esixoxa laye
uNkosazana Abigail Gombo
ongumanjinela njalo engumqoqi wenhlelo iproject management. Uthi sewasebenza eBulawayo leMathebeleland South njalo okwamanje useMutare. U-Abigail Gombo ukhethwe ukuba aphatheke kuyali njengomabhalane wogatsha lweMathebeleland lelunga elingowesifazana kukomiti yabomanjinela.
One of the things engizinanzelelileyo ngiku-program lay and one of the partnerships engizenzileyo ukuthi sifuna ukuvala igap between our academia esikufunda esikolo and industry ukwenzela ukuthi esikufunda esikolo kube yikho okuhambelana lokwenzakala ngalezi nsuku emhlabeni esiphila kuyo. So as we continue to partner with tertiary institutions and high school institutions, will try and make sure that we have STEM awareness campaigns, which is one of the things that I do, STEM awareness campaigns, which is science, technology, engineering, and maths, and we try and highlight what current needs are in the industry so that the academia can match up.
Gashe gashe hui ino kwenziwa project manager anjalo iwapa ma project la wakota.
So u project manager umsebenzi wakhe you make sure ukuthi ama project iloba yipi project iyayenzakala ngesikhathi nge budget ethiweyo and ngehlonzi eliphakemeyo what we call the trifecta, which is time, quality and cost. So what we do is one of the projects that we're doing is say servicing of stands. We have to make sure that abantu mabebuya ukuzohlala endaweni bathola kulamanzi aranayo, bathola kulama sanitation services aranayo, just for the general health and safety of the community. And I always say this, that statistics shows that 70% of the population in Africa is youth, and amandla asezandleni zethu njengabantu abatsha. So asisukumeni, asibamba nenini, let's collaborate and build a better community.
Siphinde saxoxa lo Nkosazana Phindile Gosha oyingcwethi kwezokusungulwa kwamabhizimusi yena okumhlanganiso yi-Startup Greenhouse Academy
ekoBulawayo lasebulenjini.
UNkosazana Gosha ubesecoalition lePurdue e-Indianapolis khonapha eMelika ngohlelo lweyali. Uthi injongo yakhe ngeyokukhuthaza abesifazana labasakhulayo ukuthi belolonge ulwazi lwabo kwezamabhizimusi.
Into engayinanzelelayo ikuthi ikakhulukazi abantu abangomama leqembu labantu abasemakhaya kulama challenges amaningi abahlangabezana nawo, ukuthi ama opportunities amaningi ayabedlula ngokuswela ulwazi. Into efana lesikolo, umuntu uyabengela isikolo kodwa ele idea kumbe umbono ukuthi uyakwansi ukuncedisa abanye abantu. So thina sifuna ukuthi kuhlanganiswe abantu befunde ikakhulukazi networking. Ukuba khona kwami lapha ngifunde ukuthi networking is a powerful tool. Wonke umuntu engaba le access to networking, siyakwanisa ukuthi sikhule njengabantu bomabhizinesi. The opportunities are there ukuthi thina siwa access. Into enkulu njengokusho kwami ukuthi i networking, ngoba sometimes ungayazami labantu kwenza ukuthi udlulwe izinto. So in networking iyanikeza that platform yokuthi uwazane labantu. Mina njengama abantu ababefuna ukungena kulolu hlelo ngolwazi esengilalo, ngiya recommend uhlelo lolu. Bengasilandela ku Facebook yethu Startup Greenhouse Academy, sabe siposta ukuthi abantu abafuna ukungena kulelo hlelo bengancedakala kanjani lokubanikeza ama ideas. So kuhle kakhulu ukuthi kuyakhulukazi abantu abangoma mama sincedisane sibambane thina sibe khona kuma leadership spaces ngoba ama opportunities akhona.
Omunye esixoxelayo ngonkosazana Jenayi Muswira kuyenda oligqwetha yena obesemhlanganweni ngolwesine wabeZimbabwe abakade bekuhlelo lweyali lolo abanxuswe ngummeli wesigodlo seZimbabwe eWashington umnumzana Thaddeus Tafire Nyika ukubakhuthaza ngemisebenzi abayenzayo. Uhlelo lweyali ngolokulolonga ulwazi lamakhono alabo abasakhulayo abakumazwe ehlukeneyo kuzwekazi le-Afrika ukwenzela ukuthi babe zingcwethi emsebenzini abayiqhubayo. Olivalelisayo yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga ngikho lapha eWashington DC isithi asidimaneni njalo ngomgqibelo ozayo uhlelo lolu oluphathelane labesibasa.
UMamhlanga udedela kuChris Gande yena-ke wasethulela uhlelo iphuma le ndaba.
Lingalitshona njani izilukandaba, siyadibana njalo kuhlelo liphuma lendaba litshone lendaba. Lamhlanje sixoxa lomnumzana Cassius Jays Simana Mpofu, isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa. Okokuqala ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mnumzana.
Ngiyabonga bapha, ngiyabonga mbunyelela labasekeli labalandeli beStudio 7.
Njengoba ukhetho solusondele, ubona abaningi abakhona ngapho eSouth Africa besiyavota yini ekhaya?
Bazaba khona kodwa angeke babe baningi kakhulu ngoba abantu abaningi abalapha eSouth Africa abarejistanga. Ngihlangana labo sikhuluma nje ngendaba zasekhaya abarejistanga, kodwa abarejistileyo labo ngicabanga ukuthi bazohamba bonke bayivota, kodwa ayizuba inamba nje enkulu kakhulu. So noba nje seSouth Africa ilabantu abaningi baseZimbabwe, kodwa-ke less than half yalabo bantu abala, maybe one third yakhona or less, yibo abazenelisa ukuthi bahambe bayivota. Plus okunye kuzaka ukuthi bathola nalawo mathuba okuyavota emsebenzini yabo, abelungu babo babavumelani na ukuthi bahambe bayivota kulabo abasebenzayo. Yebo nje kuzima khona, kodwa bona ukuthi iningi yangikhona abalapha hhayi abazukuyavota ekhaya.
Nxa ukhangele iningi labakhona ngapho abeZimbabwe abahlala khona ngapho, ngabakhanya besekela liphi ibandla ngokubona kwakho?
Abantu abazange babhalise. Izizathu zokuthi abantu bangabhalisi ukuthi kwakuthiwa kufana abantu bayibhalisela lapho abazavotela khona. Aluba kuthiwa ukubhalisa bekuvulekile kwathi ukuthi umuntu ngaphandle kwelizwe uyabhalisa, ngabo abantu abaningi babhalisa futhi bebezozama ngazo zonke indlela zokuthi bahambe. Manje kwasuka kwaba lobunzima bokuthi kumele umuntu ayibhalisa esigabeni lapho azavotela khona. So lokho kubangela ukuthi abantu abaningi bangabhalisi. Lezi khadi zangikhona beziqondana nokuthi basemsebenzini into ezinjalo, kodwa iqiniso lekhona abantu abaningi azange bathole ikhadi isikhathi sokuyabhalisa.
Baningi yini obezwayo besithi bayabhalisa ukuthi baye vote?
Ye, abantu ababhalisayo nalabo abazavota balethemba abanalo ukuthi uthisho lungaba khona. So kodwa-ke kuzaba ukuthi abantu basekhaya bona bavote njalo, ngoba siyabona amarali ezanupf amaningi alabantu abaningi aba-athendayo, noma sizazi ukuthi lawo marali a-athendwa ngabantu besigaba leso-ke abenzelwe khona ngabantu abanye ababesuka kwezinye izigaba. Kunje kungaba le rali engenziwa maybe etholotsho, uthole ukuthi kulomuntu we-Mount Darwin khonapha, kulomuntu we-Masvingo khonaphana, kulomuntu osuka eMtare khonaphana. So into yenziwa iZANU-PF, kodwa-ke hayi ichansi yokuthi iZANU-PF idliwe ma abantu basekhaya, ikakhulu abantu basemakhaya eZimbabwe ma bengavota ngendlela efunwa ngabantu abaphandle, kungaba lontshintsho.
Ngokubona kwakho, bayathemba yini abantu ukuthi behamba bayovota kuzaba lo mehluko?
Imajorithi yabantu abasekhaya ngabantu abafisa ukuthi kube lo tshintsho kuhulumende okhona, yiso esifiswa abanaso. Loba nje abanye bangikhona bengathi abanathemba kakhulu le bandla abangalikhetha kwamanje, kwaqiniso ekhona ukuthi leli elibusayo hayi abasalifuni. So ngezinye indlela basondele sinelana kancane lebandla le CCC kodwa ke kube ukuthi hayi mali ngabasiza ukuthi ukukhuphiza iPF wabona ukuthi kuzobalula kodwa ke ayisilo iPF bandla labo asingathi sibe bathembele kulo bakhona of course banengi lakhona abalithemba waleli bandla kodwa ke hayi bona ngathi abantu abaningi kakhulu nje into ebahluphayo kathi sinjalo ababhekanela ukuthi ibandla le ZANU-PF liphume ngoba bayazi ukuthi maye ibandla le ZANU-PF lingaphuma embusweni le CCC mali ngabe lingenile kuzoba sekulula ukulikhupha lesikunzima ukukhupha iZANU-PF yumsebenzi omkhulu okhona obhekane nabantu bakhesa so ma abantu bengenelisa ukuthi bakhuphe iZANU-PF kusho ukuthi kuyabe sekuqala kwedemokhrasi ukuqala kokuthi nje kwahulumende uhulumende bonke ababuya kuzayo sokulula ukubakhupha ngoba uhulumende weZANU-PF lempande zokuthi yena walwimpi lempande zama-overthrow kulempande zama-emasotshe so kodwa ke hayi bona ngathi abantu abaningi bona into abayifisayo ukuthi iZANU-PF iphume ukuthi iphume njani abalandaba nakho bafuna nje iphume kuphela embusweni
okokugcina ungavalelisa abalaleli
ungavalelisa le kahle ngiyabonga kakhulu sibonga lokusekela kwenu elikwenzayo umsakazo wabantu umsakazo weStudio 7 ngiyabonga
lo ke bekungumnumzana Jesus Malampofu isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa ebesixoxa naye kuhlelo liphuma lendaba lithone lendaba igama lami nguChris Gande alidibaneni njalo ngeviki ezayo sikhathi sinye.
Nilalele kumsakazo weStudio 7 ye Voice of America. Kwezemidlalo abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu abapha imbono etshiyeneyo phezuke imidlalo yabesifazane iyokudinga intshantshu zomhlaba jikelele eqhutshelwa kwele Australia laseNew Zealand kulezi nsuku. UJoseph Njanje usipha lolu daba.
Izwekazi lase-Afrika lihlele limelwe ngamaqembu abalisa ele-South Africa, eNigeria kanye leMorocco kulumncintiswano kodwa u-Obey Ndlovu uthi yena ukholelwa ukuba iqembu leNetherlands yilo elizaphakamisa isicoco.
Ngibona ngathi ama-Dutch engawina sibili. Ngoye-Afrika but hayi, ama-Dutch hayi, ahluhla.
UPrince Mpofu yena uthi usaxamalazile ngoba kulamaqembu amabili acabangela ukuba yiwo angaphakamisa inkezo.
Waqala ngikhayela England yacina ukudliwa last year ngo-2021. Then any team has to be sitting.
Uitai Pablo Matandi uthi yena ukhangelele iqembu elimela ilizwe leSouth Africa elebanyana banyana ukuba limangalise umhlaba wonke ngokuphakamisa inkezo.
Nambonyani South Africa iyathatha but kumele iqale ilungisise ngoba emuva laphiyana ama-height mafitshane ngamabhorese emoyeni special ama-cross amakona. Amalokhipha lwanani imthembu.
Kumidlalo edlalwe namhla iqembu leSpain libhaxabulele Switzerland nge-5-1 kuthi eleJapan litshaye leNorway nge-3-1. Limpumela itsho ukuba iqembu leSpain leJapan asedlulele kusigaba se-quarter final. Kusasa ngensonto iqembu leNetherlands lizadlala leleSouth Africa kuthi iqembu leSweden lizadlala leleUnited States of America. Sikhangele ukuba imidlalo yesigaba seKasilaga Premier Soccer League edlalwe namhla emini iphele njani. Iqembu leGreen Fuel linqobele yada nge-2-0 seGibo. Iqembu leFC Platinum imbotshwe nge-2-1 ngelesimbabhora ngasemandaba. Iqembu lenkezi Platinum Stars linqobele Bulawayo Chiefs nge-1-0 ngasebhawobhamba. Iqembu leBlack Rhinos linqotshwe nge-2-1 yiCranbourne Bullets ngasebhata. Iqembu leChicken Inn linqotshwe nge-1-0 yiSheshamm ngaseLuveve. Kuthi iqembu leZPC Kariba leHighlanders abe nojikilobhanqa 0-0 ngasenyamunga. Kusasa ngensonto iqembu leManyika Diamonds lizadibana leleCapes United ngaseGibo. Iqembu leRentals lizadlala leleTriangle ngasemandaba. Kuthi iqembu leDynamo lizancikilana leleWange ngaseBarber Fields. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuhlelo abaculi bethu namhlanje silomculi umdumo wamapiano uSketa Moyo. Yena uzibiza njalo ngokuthi umfana wasemzini. Asimzweni ixoxa lo ntungameli inkomo weStudio 7.
Ukudabuka ngidabuka endaweni yaseSilobela emsila wobe isigodi kwezomculo ibangesentihambile infact ngathi ngiqale 2017 ukungena kule ndima kodwa ukuyangena estudio ngiqale 2020 ngesikhathi se-corona enrekode khona i-single track yerumba nomunye umfowethu wasekhezi u-AD Maboko wathi lapho ngasuka erumbeni ngabe sengiyangena emapiyaneni ngarekoda ipiano i-single track nabanye abafowethu abayi-2 ngasuka lapho ngazoyenza i-album yamapiano enengoma
eziwu-8.
abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuthumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Okusempeleni nje kwamanje ingoma zama zatholakala kuma online zatholakala yini. Abangafisa ukuthumana nami inombolo yocingo yokuqala ijona plus 27 62 65 66 67 68 67 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73